So as with normal with membership applications, we need to have a council resolution approving them. So the resolution be that the it's an individual one for each one. So resolution approving the application from Fiji based on the application form and Iana's confirmation. Can someone propose that, please?
I'll be glad to do that. It's Bernie.
Thanks, Bernie. And someone second?
I will second. It's Becky.
Thanks, Becky. Does anybody object to the application from Fiji? Good. That's excellent. And the second one is from St. Lucia. Can I have a proposal for that, please?
I'll propose, Leslie.
Thanks, Leslie. Just because you want a holiday there.
Oh, is that what you get?
And a seconder, please.
I'll second, Becky.
Thanks, Becky. Anyone against it? Marvellous. Okay, so that's great. We've got those. We can now write to them and let them know that they're members. And Gabby, if you could do the usual, make sure they're on the email list, et cetera, et cetera. That would be great. Okay, the second item is jolly old RDN. I hope everyone's had a chance to look at the two resolutions that the board passed, that the ICANN board passed in San Juan. It means that there are basically a couple of things for us to consider. The first is, well, the two main ones are, how do we answer the questions which effectively moves into how do we come up with an overall approach for the policy for CCTLD RDN? And the second is, how do we deal with the board's request to explore an interim approach, which we started to talk about in San Juan, because we started to discuss the APTLD paper. Bart has been doing some work on planning, outline planning of the way that things could possibly be done. And I thought what might be useful is if I just very briefly go through that in outline, and then we can discuss it. I think I get the impression that there is generally consensus that in respect to the overall policy for CCTLD IDNs, which involves answering the questions in the questions paper and doubtless other things as well will come up, that there's general consensus that we probably can't do that in any other way than using a policy development process. And if that's correct, then what we should be considering, I think, is going back to the board and saying, preferably with the GACS consent or the GACS approval or the GACS buy-in or whatever you want to call it, and saying, ask us to launch a policy development process to look at the overarching policy for IDN CCTLDs. What does the people think about that, generally speaking?
Chris, haven't we already been asked by the first resolution?
I don't think it actually asks us to launch a policy development process, Leslie. I think what it says is, could you consider answering the questions?
Right. But surely we could...
Sorry, yep.
Sorry, surely we could ask ourselves to launch a PVP in order to do that?
We could, but bear in mind that we're going to have to involve, at the very least, the GAC, and I would imagine they're also going to have to involve the GNSO as well, and that the ALAC will obviously have some things that they want to say. I wonder whether it would be better. I don't know. I have no opinion about this. It's just a thought. I wonder whether it would be better to actually have the policy development process come from a request from the board, because there is a difference in the way it's handled in the bylaws if it comes from the board rather than it comes from us.
Chris, I'm sorry, but I can't. First, as you know, Olivier speaking, okay? First,
yeah.
As a primary indication, AFNIC has not deploy IDNs. So there is no, it's not related to a particular need for us or anything, my comment now.
Yeah.
My comment is more general. If we give the impression that we don't move forward with this issue, then we send as message that we are not efficient, that ICANN is not efficient, and we take risks. ICANN take risks. So
I'm not sure I'm with you, Olivier. What do you
I mean, we have a list of issues, okay? We can try to work on it and start. The board asks us to respond to the issue. We can try to respond to these issues without going into a heavy process.
No, we can't.
I mean, internally, we can try.
Why?
Why not?
Well, why would we want to? On the basis that the only way that we can come up with policy that can be recommended to the board, there are two questions here. One is the first question, the first question is which you are raising is should we do a policy development process in the first at all or now? The second question is the question that Leslie's raised, which is how do we actually get it started? So, Leslie, do you mind if we deal with Olivier's points first?
No, of course not. And just to clarify, we have no interest whatsoever in IDNs, really, either. So.
You do surprise me. Australia, New Zealand, and Canada could all get to. Well, Canada doesn't count because they probably want an accent on something.
Okay, Chris, sorry to.
So Olivia, what you're saying is why do we need to do a policy development process? Is that your question?
Just to come back on the two resolutions. The first one is expecting for an action from us. And the second one is just a general suggestion to continue to work on IDNs.
No. The first one says, could you please go away and come back to us with some responses to the questions.
Yeah.
And the second one says, can you explore how to deal with an interim approach, if indeed there should be one, and explore how to deal with an overall approach. What I started off by saying is it seems to me that the answers to the questions and the overall approach are basically the same thing.
Yeah.
And that therefore the way to deal with answering the questions and deal with the overall approach is to go back to the board and say, we need to do a policy development process on this.
Chris, this is Becky. I'm asking a question that I think I should know the answer to, but I definitely don't. I know that there's a PD process in the bylaws for the GNSO. It's associated with the GNSO.
Now it's completely different.
Okay, so there is an entirely separate process. Okay, fine.
And to get back to Olivier, I haven't left your point, but just because Becky's raised it, my recollection, Leslie, and we'll double check this, but my recollection is that there is a difference between can you remember, is there a difference between a policy development process that's initiated by us and one that's initiated by the board?
I'm looking it up now.
Not really. At the end of the day, it is one of the five instances or one of the five entities that could request the initiation of a PDP.
Okay. So we could do that.
My point, Chris, is that you were referring to involving the GNSO and others, and I think that's part of the process anyway.
Yeah, and there are two differences there. You can either go for a task force or you can create liaisons, and a task force is...
I remember it well, but...
Yeah, I know.
And I think, Olivia, I haven't forgotten you, but we'll get back to you, in a second. And I think, Leslie, I agree. To be honest, it hadn't occurred to me that we could... I'll put it the other way around. It had occurred to me that it might be good to have the board ask us to do it. It probably doesn't matter.
No, and I think actually, Chris, this does link to Olivier's question because I think we're both headed in the same direction. Rather than ask the board to make a resolution to launch a PDP, I think it would show that we are trying to make progress in a timely fashion by launching our own PDP. And I think that was Olivier's point, that if we delayed become too bureaucratic, then that could reflect badly on us.
That's the point. Olivier, is that right?
Yeah. Let's put it, yeah. Okay.
Okay, cool.
It's Bernie when you have a minute.
Go ahead, Bernie.
I support what's been said by Leslie and Olivier. And I think additionally, if we DP, we're probably insuring or providing additional insurance relative to what can be done, or some people will. So back it for all those reasons and even more. I think we don't need to wait. I don't remember there being a difference, so I concur with...
Okay. No, you're probably right.
So let's just do it.
Okay.
I think probably what we're recognizing, though, guys, is that this is a long-track CDP.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Bart and I have discussed the basis of how you outline how you do it, and I think we both agree that you would use the long form process, which does involve a task force, because that's the best methodology we have for involving the GAC.
Yeah.
Bart and I had a conversation last night with Donna and Yanis. To talk about how we can involve the GAC, and it's pretty clear that the best way of doing it is to sort of try and run the long form PDP, have a task force, get them involved in that, and kind of run it in much the same way as we did the joint working group, which is by putting documents out, getting them to comment on them, effectively forcing the issue, forcing them to comment on them, and using every possible opportunity to put those things, even if they're in draft form, in front of the full GAC, like we did with the issues paper, to try and involve them so that we don't end up like has happened in the past, where they just comment at the last minute and throw everything into disarray.
Maybe to add to this is what needs to be, if you want to do it in a PDP, especially with, say, with the current chair of the GAC, is he wants to work on a very tight schedule, on a schedule. And this, one of the advantages of having the PDP is you can schedule way ahead of when you want responses. And I think this chair of the GAC really wants the GAC to work on it. So that's another advantage of doing it.
Okay. I'm not... Sorry?
Sorry, can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course you can, Olivia.
Yeah, two questions, by the way. Are we sure we need a PDP on that? Probably yes, but why do we need this? And the second one, can we decide... I don't remember the process of the PDP. Can we decide without asking the member? How does it work?
Yes, the council can decide to launch a PDP.
Without asking the members.
Yes.
Yep.
I think, isn't the point in terms of the PDP, it's a name, but it does make the GAC work to a particular schedule. Otherwise, they might not be inclined to do.
But for the list of issues, we have worked with the GAC without any PDP.
Hold on. One step at a time. Becky, the answer to your question is yes, the PDP has bits in it at which we are obliged to go to the GAC and ask them for comment. That's fine, but experience tells us that they struggle to keep to the necessary timing. So what we discussed with Yanis last night was by using a task force, we could effectively, by using the long form process, we could effectively, unofficially, if you like, involve them at a much earlier stage in the discussions, to get some buy-in. But you're right, basic bottom line is yes, there is a process to follow, and yes, if they're late in their response or they haven't got around to it, well, that's tough. But we don't want that to be the case, obviously. What we want is to massage the situation so that we end up with some sort of agreement.
No, I completely agree. I just think it's And, you know, whichever way works better to involve them so that they can be bought into the process
early on
and not raise their hands at the 11th hour.
Correct.
But as Bart's already, as Bart's already highlighted, the long PDP process enables you to schedule in the liaison that much better.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, Olivier, to get back to your question, yes, I think there does have to be a policy development process, because what we're going to end up with is policy, effectively. We're going to end up with a set of agreed rules under which, for the future, a CCTLD, an IDN CCTLD can be granted, whatever you want to call it, granted, given, ceded, etc. And
recognized.
For that, recognized, exactly. And for that reason, for the overarching policy, we need a policy development process. Otherwise, there's no other method for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I take this one, sir. Thank you.
Chris?
Yeah.
At some stage, and I believe it's very early, there needs to be an opinion by the General Counsel that the PDP is within the scope of the CCNSO.
Correct. I'd be very surprised if the opinion was that it wasn't, Patricia.
I don't know. Well, probably you're right. On the other hand, we tried to have this organization have a very limited scope.
Yeah.
So, well, Bart is the expert on scope, I guess.
Yeah, he's the Bart's the scope meister.
Patricio?
Yep.
Yes, your comment. It's exactly why I asked the council if we could launch a PDP without asking the member, because the idea of asking the member is to have an idea. We can look directly if we are in the scope or not, I think.
Yeah, you have different, Olivier, you have different avenues to do it. First of all, every decision of the council, and that is a general rule of the CCNSO, which is not in the PDP, but every decision of the council in that sense, conditional upon approval of the members.
Yep.
So that's one. The second one is even if you want to start a PDP, there are two, I would say, important decisions. First of all is the request for an issues report. That is the first step from the council. And secondly, and the second decision is to initiate the PDP itself, and that's based on the issue report going through general council. Although it's not in the PDP, you could create the rule that you want to have, say, use the LA meeting to discuss it and get people involved in between, say, the initiation of the request for a PDP and the initiation of a PDP.
Yeah. Olivier, can I just get back? That's right, Bart. And Olivier, if I can just deal with your point about the members. There's nothing to stop us asking members. We can ask members if we choose to do so. So your question was, do we have to? And the answer is no, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And members have a say all the way along the line at various stages, and in fact, if I remember, there's at least 3 member votes. But we don't have to ask them to initiate a PDP. I'm not sure that I'm clear as to is there a particular reason why do you want us to ask members? Is that why you're asking, or
you asking me, Chris?
Yes, Olivier.
No, it was just a naive question. At the beginning, I was just wondering if we could, and I had the answer to everything.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. Okay. Anyone? So, what I'm going to suggest we do is that we ask Bart to do a simple timeline post one-page or two-page process document that says, in order for us to do this, this is what we need to do. But the first thing we need to do, presumably, is pass a resolution to actually initiate a PDP, but we need to make sure we get the wording right, all of that stuff. Who do we have to report to? At what stage do we have to go to the legal counsel, et cetera, et cetera? And also what we can do is get Bart to work out some timing for us, because I think we need to talk about the secondary issue, which is an interim track, or deciding if there should be an interim track, and it may be that the timing of those two things comes together. I'm not sure yet, but is everyone comfortable if we ask Bart to do a sort of planning sheet?
Bravo.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, this
and then,
that's
and
great.
Then we can have another telephone meeting at which we decide if maybe we pass the resolution to launch the PDP or whatever. But the first step is for Bart to tell us exactly what we need to do. Are you prepared to do that, Bart?
Yeah, but on Thursday I'm off on holiday.
Yeah, I know, you're going away for you're allowed to go away for 2 weeks, that's all right. That's fine. Okay. If we assume for the sake of this discussion that at some point between now and Los Angeles we come to an agreement that a policy development process needs to be launched. It's a full-blown policy development process, and the first step of which, if I remember correctly, Bart, is an issues report needs to be drafted?
First of all, you need to appoint an issue manager.
That'll be you, Bart, and then an issues report needs to be... and then an issues report needs to be drafted. Is that basically right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And then based on that issues report, you go to the general counsel, and then
cool.
You start to initiate.
Okay. And what's your gut feeling about the timing? How long do you think this full-blown PDP is likely to take?
My gut feeling, I would say 1.5-2 years. The reason why I'm saying this, I think, is you want to, you've got different stages, maybe some of you recall from the last PDP, because this is far more complicated than the bylaw changes. You want to use as much the possibility of saying, face-to-face discussions on the different documents.
Yeah.
So that means you have to do it, you have to concentrate or say somewhere in the middle of these public hearings or these comment periods, you have to do that around the ICANN meetings and maybe even go to regional meetings to make it work. Because I think in this, particularly at this PDP, there is another element to it, and that's why you need time as well, is you want to involve outsiders with outside the ICANN, say, environment stakeholders as well, with a keen interest in IDN CCTLDs. And in order to then ensure it, you need time and make very clear this is the point when you can interact, maybe not even at ICANN meetings, involve them in ICANN meetings.
Yeah. Is anybody surprised or concerned about the time estimate?
I'm surprised, but I think it's probably quite light.
Yes. Well, if we decide to have a mandated list, Leslie, I suspect we'll all be here in about 10 years' time.
Yeah. But that is outside of PDP itself.
I remember the process quite well. We both mapped it out at the time of the bylaw changes.
Yeah.
And I think if it's a long PDP, you would have to work really hard to have it done within 18 months.
Yeah, I agree. I think 2 years is a really serious goal, but you're going to be stretching to get it done in that time as well.
Absolutely.
Agreed. That's great.
Okay. All right. Well,
Chris.
Sorry. Yes, Olivier.
Yeah, personal comment. I'm not surprised. My concern is that we as CCs are raising this timeline. Because many CCTLDs have already deployed IDNs, under their zone. And
yeah.
I don't see why we as CC constituency we are raising issues. I don't see the issues. My concern is I don't see the issues we are raising us as CCs for introducing this in the route. That's it. But I'm not surprised.
I don't understand, Olivier.
I'm not surprised by the 2 years. By Bar.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that we are at CC this time to raise suggestions to the board.
Raise answers to the questions? Is that? Sorry, Bernie, what were you saying?
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
If we miss the next round, maybe you can explain it to me in French and I can translate.
We can continue on the mailing list.
Okay, that's good.
That's okay.
All right. So, having got to that stage, the second resolution or the second part of the resolution from the board is requesting that the communities explore an interim approach. Now, this is my understanding of where we are with this. There had been some general discussion about a possible interim approach, and at the APTLD meeting in Dubai, there was some in-depth discussion about an interim approach, which led to the APTLD paper being produced. That document was endorsed by Centre, and there was some endorsement from Africa, but not, as I understand it, not official endorsement by APTLD. And subsequent to that, Black TLD has... Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Sorry, I thought it was... Sorry, background noise. Black TLD has responded by saying that, and I'm summarising here, Patricio, that they're not comfortable with... at least at this stage, they're not comfortable with an interim approach, and they think that the matter should be dealt with under a policy development process.
Yeah, that,
I think that's where we've got to.
Agreed. And by the way, Margarita is on the call now.
Hi, Margarita.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What the board has actually asked us to do... What the board has asked us to do is to explore an interim approach. So I wonder whether we could agree, and we might need to take some time to think about this. I'm not expecting everyone to necessarily agree today. Agree that we might suggest that we might go back to the board and suggest a mechanism under which we would explore an interim approach, and that mechanism might be some sort of committee or task force or whatever you want to call it.
Excuse me, I'll be back in a minute.
No problem, but calling it a task force is difficult because there's a task force under the PDP, so it gets very confusing. So for the sake of this discussion, let's call it the committee. That is asked by the board to go away and work out and do some work to find out, one, whether there is actually a need for an interim approach, secondly, whether an interim approach is feasible, and if it is, to make some suggestions about methodology. Now, that is not saying that there should be an interim approach. That is actually saying to the board, let's go away and put a structure in place to find out if there should be an interim approach. What do people think about that?
Aside from the substance, I have the same question, and maybe we don't need to address it now, but why are we going to ask the board when they've asked us to do this?
No, they haven't. What the board has done is asked. There is no formal. That's a very good question, Becky. There is no formal structure in which this has ever been done.
Right. So, okay.
So for us to simply go off on our own, I think, is probably inappropriate at this stage. Sorry, Leslie, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay.
Chris?
Yes, Olivia.
Just a question. What is meant by interim approach? Is it what is meant in the APTLG position paper as a fast-track approach?
Yes, but that is only one possibility, Olivier.
Or dual? I heard dual track also.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. That the APTLD have made a suggestion as to one way that you could fast track or do something in while we take 2 years to draft the full policy. So what the board is saying, what the resolution is basically saying is there anything we can do in the meantime while you're drafting all this policy that will help those territories that have an immediate need and a passionate desire to have their own IDN CCTLD?
And is it the demand from LACTLG to have a PDP to endorse this? Or?
Yeah, basically, no. The members felt quite strongly, many of them, was that if we have established a procedure to decide issues of great importance to the community, we should, as much as possible, use that procedure instead of using an ad hoc mechanism in this case.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. So LACTLD's opinion is that exactly as Patricio said, use the policy development process, and if it takes 2 years, it takes 2 years. That's just the way it is.
Okay. Okay, I see.
So what I'm saying is, given that we have a circumstance where one part of the community, which is basically the Asia-Pacific, the members of APTLD, a significant number of whom are members of the CCNSO, Centre, some of whom are members of the CCNSO, are saying, we think that there is a call for an interim approach, and we think that something should be done while the policy itself is being developed. And on the other side of the coin, we have LACTLD saying, no, we think that we should all sit back and wait for the policy development process to come up with a policy. Given that we have those two opposing views, what I'm suggesting we could do, is actually say to the board, why don't we set up some sort of advisory committee to go away and do some work on research and finding out how much of a need there is for an interim approach, how much of a need there is in the CCTLD community for IDN CCTLDs to be issued, and work out how it could be done if there is a need. So that's what I'm saying, suggesting as a possibility. Don't all bowl me over at once with your enthusiasm.
I think we're struggling to see how it might work, but I think we at least have to try before deciding it won't work.
Chris?
Yes, Tony.
Maybe the way to think about this is we've got different views from different constituencies.
Yes.
And we'd like to gather up some facts so all the parties can look at the same facts at the same time and come up with a reasoned decision on this.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's always what you say, but there's just a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Does anyone have a problem with that? Good. So, I've got no clue as to what sort of shape this research, if you like, let's just call it a research committee for the sake of this discussion, would take. Clearly we would have to involve the GAC, because governments are going to have a significant, any sort of interim approach is going to involve, it's going to have to involve government. So again, can we take it that Bart and I can go away and do some work on a possible suggestion over the next sort of 3 weeks with a view to putting something forwards in 3 or 4 weeks' time to the council for consideration as a recommendation that we could then take to the board. That's not a recommendation on how we issue IDNCCTLDs, but a recommendation on how we set up some sort of committee.
Bravo.
Excellent.
And maybe as well, on if you do it, what is the mandate of that committee and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Yes. So what I'm thinking about is that we'd set a council meeting for the end of August.
Maybe early September. I'll be back on the 20th of August.
Yeah. And I'm in Geneva on the 2nd and 3rd, so we could maybe do it that week.
Yeah.
And that would give us a chance to actually get some bits and pieces.
I'm looking at the calendar, is so we can already pencil it in. Say somewhere around the it's the next week.
Don't worry about it now. We'll work it out tomorrow.
Yeah, the 6th or the 7th.
Yeah. Okay. What? That's fine. Okay, I think that's probably nailed point two on the agenda for now then, because the APDLD position paper basically fits within that interim approach scenario, in the sense that that's something we can consider.
Well, that's after the committee or whatever has gathered enough evidence that there is an urgent.
That's correct, Patricia. That's exactly right.
Right,
but what I'm saying is I don't think we need to do anything specific with the APDLD position paper at this stage based on what's happened so far.
Do we want to have this thing that you guys are going to go away and think about have as one of its mandates sort of attempting to resolve the conflicting views between APDLD Center and Blacknick on that point?
Sorry, say that again, Becky.
Well, I just think it would be useful to sort of directly say in the mandate for the group that in some ways this is an exercise in reconciling the conflicting positions among various parts of the CCNSL community.
Yeah.
I agree, Becky. Maybe it is also understanding in a bit more depth as part of the research.
Right, as a necessary part of resolving the conflict.
That's right.
I mean, I guess only indirectly in the sense that if that this research, what if the evidence that it may gather may convince or not convince the community that there is a need or not. I mean, if the members of LACTLD evidence that there is indeed a very urgent need, they could change their view, or on the other hand, the members of APTLD could change their view.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
That's not the case.
Yeah, I think that's right, Patricia. And what you would expect is that this committee would come back to the CCNSO with some sort of report or recommendation that says, look, this is what our research has shown us, and then there'd be a discussion, maybe even a vote, amongst the community to come up with a decision about whether we feel we can endorse an interim approach or not. I mean, that's what we're trying to achieve, I suppose. Since clearly we don't have consensus at the moment.
Now, by the way, is there a consensus that irrespective of whether there is this interim approach or not, that we should go ahead with a full-blown PDP?
Yes, I think there is. I think there is, subject to people seeing the notes, yes. There's been no dissent on this phone call. No, we'll need to pass a formal resolution, Patricia, but we'll do that at the next meeting, which will be at another phone meeting. But by which time people will have seen notes about the likely timing and what the first steps are and all of that stuff. Does that answer your question?
Yep.
Okay. Can we move on to the next item on the agenda?
And Chris, just a question. Does it mean two PDPs on these issues? Because of
no.
The,
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Thank you.
There's no point in doing a PDP on the interim approach, Olivier. There either is an interim approach or there isn't. An interim approach, by definition, is not through a PDP.
Okay. Okay.
And that's basically a matter of timing rather than anything else, right?
That's right.
There's not enough time for an interim approach to be worked out through the course of a PDP.
That's basically correct. I mean, you could try and do it, Patricia, but quite frankly, all it would do is take away the concentration and the work on the full blown one.
And you end up with hard measures, or with, say, just addressing. You will not be able to address the full scope.
But the approach is not intended to address the whole thing.
Maybe it's just to ask the question, is there a way that we can give China and Taiwan and Saudi Arabia and Emirates and the various other places that want them now, is there a way that we can facilitate that?
And is there a way that such a question, like what you're saying, could be stated in a very restrictive manner and then launch a fast PDP on that matter only?
It's not out of the question, Patricia, now that you actually raise it. It's not out of the question.
Patricia.
So much weight that goes along with the PDP. Sorry, Bart.
I just want to ask, Patricia, I understand, say, from my former life, the need for a PDP. But if, say, the PDP, even the one on, say, the one we've run, shows that there will be a, and that one was reasonably quick, it shows there will be a lot of time involved. If you up front could make it very clear that, say, the way the interim approach is developed is done according to a very well-defined process, which is being approved by, say, the CCNSO, you know, that members and council, would that alleviate some of the concerns of LAC-TLD members?
Well, I can't speak for the members, but it seems to me that people wouldn't be comfortable with an ad hoc approach that has been embedded just for this case, if we have spent so much time and effort in developing establishing a procedure that's in the bylaws and all that.
It's a very fair point. It's a fair point, Patricia. It may be that let us do a bit of work on it and timing and see what we can come up with. I mean, it's not inconceivable that we could manufacture a way of doing a short form PDP. But anyway, let's not get stuck on it now. We've got a huge amount of work to do, and we've all agreed we're going to get some papers out to you, to the council, and come back and talk about it in 3 or 4 weeks. So let's do that. Can we move on to the reasons report now? Good. Bart, what do you want to do with the reasons report?
Regions report, I think it has two elements. One is the report that was published for public comment on the ICANN website or the CCNSO website. We did not receive any comments on that one, and based on that one, the chair of, and not the hair, but the chair of
the... The hair. I like that.
The chair of the Regions Working Group wants to submit it for, approval by the council. And that is the same report that has been presented in San Juan. And with it comes the two recommendations to submit a board paper and the interim solution.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is it that we will actually end up submitting to the board? Is it something else, or is it?
That is the report I sent to you last night, the second one, the redline version.
Yeah.
And that is up for, that hasn't been up for public comment. It's been say approved by the members who are, it's been out for comment for 3 or 4 days now. And yesterday we had a working group call, and it's slightly amended, and I think that the people on the call approved this draft. So that is the draft submission paper for the board.
Now hang on, that document is the document that is it is proposed to send to the ICANN board.
Yeah. So okay. You're talking.
But that hasn't been made public to the group. The CNSO.
Yes, it's been made public to the members of the region's working group.
Yeah.
And it's been approved. It's now being made public to us. And Bart says there are two alternatives. One is that we send it out. If I understand it correctly, Bart, what you're saying is one way of dealing with this is now that this has gone on from, this has now become a report, a draft suggested report to go to the ICANN board.
Yeah.
We can send that, we can post that to the members.
Yeah.
And ask if anyone has any comments or objections.
Yeah.
Right.
The second way is that you have a council vote on it because there's no substantive difference. But the working group is, in that sense, is impartial.
Yeah, I understand. So, Leslie, there are two alternatives. There are one is...
The format, please, Chris.
Well, one is weak.
That was very easy.
Which one was what was the middle bit again?
Yeah. I was suggesting that it be made public prior to us submitting it to the board.
Correct. But what Bart is saying is there are two ways of doing that. This may be a completely unnecessary conversation, but sake of it, there are two ways. One way is we simply publish it and say, here is the proposed report. Does anybody object? Then we wait and see what happens for a couple of weeks, and then we pass a resolution sending it to the board. The second way is that we actually pass a resolution to send it to the board. That resolution itself is then subject to being published for the members to object to. Now, I favour the first one because I prefer not to pass resolutions if we can avoid it. Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah, that I did say it was probably a waste of time going through it, Leslie, but nonetheless, we went through it for the fun of it. So, if no one...
That is, just for clarification, that is regarding, say, the submission paper.
Yes, exactly. So what we should do, Bart, is if you send a final document to Gabby,
yep.
That document should be published on the website, with a request for anyone to provide, for members to comment between now and the whatever date is the right date.
Yeah, make it 21 days.
And then we will, assuming that there are no substantive comments, we will formally approve the report at our next council meeting and send it to the board.
Yeah.
Good.
And that is based on the assumption that you've approved now the, working group report from the discussions, because this is an action item from that report.
Well, we don't have to approve the working group report. The working group report is the working group report. We accept
it. But it is, you accept it, but it has to do with the intermediate solution for, say, the Cayman Islands to self-select.
Well, no, that actually comes out of the let that come out of the recommendations of the report to go to the board.
Okay.
Or have I missed something?
No, I think by accepting the report, we're not agreeing to the recommendations. We're just saying thank you very much for the report.
Exactly what I think. Yes. So thank you very much indeed for the report. Let's publish the proposed report to go to the board, and we'll accept everything at the next meeting.
Okay, including, because that is the whole thing, including the self-selection mechanism.
Yes, because I want the members to have one last chance to have a look at it to make sure that nobody's going to implode if we say yes to that.
Okay. Yep,
right.
That's fine.
Good. Thank you.
I'll send it.
A very, very smart way of achieving nothing by talking about it for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Excellent. Next one. is the new TCNSX.
Chris?
Yeah. I wouldn't do you, by Olivier, by any chance, would it?
There are no formal resolution, but if we had some to have on this, I would abstain. First, because
okay.
There were some comments provided, I think, on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And second one, I think...
No, those comments have been incorporated into the paper, Olivier.
Yeah, I that's why I would only abstain, because I didn't have the chance to read the last version.
Okay. So could you read it by the time we get together in a month's time?
Yeah, sure, I will.
Okay.
The second one is just to stress your last point. It should be clear that in the paper we raised to the board,
yes.
It's not, we are not providing recommendations. And I heard that you, that clearly we don't. We more raise an issue report or something like that. Have
it's
I understood properly?
Well, Olivier, read the report.
Yeah.
That we are proposing to send to the board. If you have a problem with anything that's in that report, or if you're not comfortable with the way that anything is phrased in that report, then let us know. But fundamentally, it's a report to go to the board that says, we think there is an issue with the regions, this is what we think the issues are, and here are some thoughts about the way it could be handled. But currently there is no formal review on the regions, and my understanding is, as I've been saying for the last 4 months, I think, the board is waiting for us to send them this report so that they can kick off their review.
No, my concern is that the report already includes recommendations, and...
There is only one recommendation, that is to initiate a task force.
Okay.
And there is, and to show what are consequences of rearranging, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Excellent.
Chris?
Yes, Bernie?
Given we're coming up on an hour, what is your view on timing and what we're doing next?
Let's have a look.
Can I just say, guys, I'm not having to travel, so I may drop in and out as the mobile signal moves.
Okay. Thanks, Leslie. Okay, very simply, if I just quickly run through the agenda, simplified CCNSO application form we don't have to discuss right now. What I would ask is for people to have a look at it and send us, Gabby or the list, any comments on the form, any thoughts about it, etc. The only overarching point I would make is that it will at the end of the day have to be approved by the lawyers. So whilst I would love it to be much simpler than it is, I've done my best to draft it in a way that makes it simple but also satisfies the lawyers. But that we can deal with that on the list with comments. The agenda for the next meeting we don't have to talk about now, we can talk about next time. The root zone signing, I think that's just a formality, isn't it, Gabby, that we need to send a request to the ANA working group?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Have we lost Gabby, or is she...
I don't know.
Gabby?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Are you on mute? Yes.
Yes, it's just a formality, yes.
Okay, so you can send that out. The DNSSEC survey we can... So the two things that are left to talk about, Bernie, are the CCNSO discuss list and the DNSSEC survey, which we can bowl over in a few minutes if we try hard enough. Is that okay?
All right, let's go.
Okay. The new CCNSO discuss list, there are two things on the agenda. The one is the name of the list and the second is who can join. The who can join one, I think, is relatively simple. I'm not sure how we say it, but I just want to try and get agreement that the principle is that the CCTLD manager themselves or the admin contact, obviously the CCTLD manager in the case of Australia, for example, is AUDA, but I'm the admin contact, so I would join. And people on my staff that I want to, or on my board that I want to join as well. That seems to me to be what we're talking about. Now, Leslie, you Does that satisfy the sorts of examples that you had?
Yes, it does. I think the only thing I'd add on to that is that we should publish somewhere who is on that list.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. There should be. There will be. There's a list of the list members.
Yeah. Without email addresses.
Oh yeah, just the names. Yeah, you don't put the, you don't publish, never publish email addresses. God.
And maybe, and that's the next phase as well, and maybe a charter.
Yeah, definitely we need to work on a charter. I agree with that, but I wanted to get clear about who could join. The second question is the name of the list. Now, the obvious name for the list is a discussion.
I have one question, potential observers. You have, say, the regional organizations.
The general managers of the regional organizations.
And you have ICANN staff.
Possibly. Yeah.
Limited to, as long as the names are known.
Well, it would be a request. So, I don't suppose there'd be any difficult. Just as an example, I'd be surprised if there was any problem with you being on the list.
I would care.
But there may be. Well, exactly. I don't know. I mean, that's by request, and
yeah,
that's something that the council would need to decide, I think.
Okay.
And it may be a temporary thing. You may come onto the list and come off the list. I don't know. I've got no problem with drafting a charter for this list. We can do that in an hour. The question is, I've got a real issue with the name because I can't think of one.
Nor can I.
I mean, the obvious name is Discuss List, but I don't want to call it the Discuss List because all that's going to do is inflame arguments from some people because the WWTLD list is called a Discuss List. So I'm not suggesting we have a long discussion about it now, but if anybody has any bright ideas about what we can call it, it would be great if they could drop a note and let us know what they think.
I don't have a real issue with them both being called whatever they're about, Discuss.
You're closer to the pulse of those we're likely to offend than I am. So.
Well, I think you'll offend them anyway, no matter what you call it. So.
Let's call it Leslie. I agree. Well, if you think we're just going to piss everybody off anyway, then I might as well just call it what it is.
Yeah, you could call it the CCTLD Community List.
Ah, Patricia, now that's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well done. That's brilliant. That's what we'll do. And I will get a little sort of charter thing drafted in the next few days and get it out to people in time for the next meeting. Excellent. Anyone got any other comments on that one? Good. DNS Sec survey. Gabby, what did you want to talk about on the DNS Sec survey?
I just suggest that we should do because one of the resolutions from the last meeting was to find out what the community is doing on DNSSEC, and I thought that perhaps it would be an idea to do a small survey on DNSSEC. It's not only easier to compile the answers, but also maybe it's easier for members to reply to that, but to a small survey as well. So I suggested that we launch a DNSSEC survey, and I spoke to Bart and Chris about that, and we thought, well, since I'm clearly not competent enough to ask clever questions, the suggestion was that I will contact the Swedish registry to help them to come up with some good questions. They're all on holiday right now, so when they're back, which is early August, I'll contact them and I'll try to figure out some good questions, and then I'll send them to you probably for review.
Okay, excellent. That was just from a reporting point of view.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I just said yes, so you're just letting us know that that's what you're intending to do, which is great. Okay, do we have any other items that we need to discuss at this stage?
Maybe just a small update on the participation list. Leslie, you want to do it or shall I do it?
because the new working group on participation.
I think Leslie might have dropped out.
Okay. As you may have noted, the invitations to join the working group have been sent out. People are, getting interested, and we're using ICANN's regional liaisons to, for outreach purposes as well, to those who you really want to involve in the participation working group, and we succeeded already in one, so that's good. But we still need some others, and as Margarita is on the call and Dan as well, it might be very good for you to sign up on this to this working group as well, either ex officio or as a full member. We haven't got the charter right. I know Peter has signed up, so it might be good for the other regional organizations as well.
Bob, can I say something? Because
yep.
I have had some more people, which I don't think that you know of, joining. I can just read out the list that I have. It's for Africa, I have Ben Fuller and Afra Sikil. For Asia, I've got Ming Cheng Liang and Christopher To. For Europe, I've got Giovanni Stepia from .eu, and, I counted Leslie as from Europe because she's from .uk. I have a problem because David Archibald also wanted to join, and formerly he was European, but I counted him from North America.
Gabby,
yeah.
Can I suggest that what you do is that you send a note to the council of the people who have so far volunteered.
Yeah.
And where you think the gaps are, which regions you think the gaps are in.
Sure.
The council, the members of the council who are in those regions will then go and find extra people to fill those gaps.
Sure.
Don't count the regional organisation people as part of the region. They're separate.
No, I haven't. I could just say that Don and Peter from Rochester have signed up for it.
So if you send a note out to the list within the next few days, we'll fill the gap. Everyone will know who's on already. We'll fill the gaps, and then we can actually constitute the working group and start working on the charter.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll also send out a reminder to the list for people to sign up, because we're lacking people from Latin America. So they're from Latin America.
Excellent. Okay. Do we have anything else that anybody else wants to talk about at this stage?
Yeah, who is going in September? Some information about IGF.
September is the advisory group meeting, not the IGF itself.
Yeah, which will be in November.
Yeah, I'm going to the advisory group meeting. I believe that Yanis will be there. Emily, I imagine, will be there.
Yeah, she will be.
I'm trying to remember who else will be there, Olivier, that's from the community, but there will be some of us there anyway. And then the IGF itself takes place in November in Rio. And there will be a number of workshops of relevance to the CC community and of relevance to the ICANN community. There is a major session on critical internet resources, and that is yet to be mapped out, but some of us are working on what that should look like. And my sense of it is that by the time we finish the meeting in Geneva in early September, we should have a clearer idea of the shape that that major session will take and be able to report back then. Okay?
Yep.
Good. Anything else?
Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. Just a misunderstanding about the time. Oscar has just joined the call. Perhaps after the call finishes, you could summarize for him what we agreed on the issue of IDN and CCTLD.
Sure.
Thank you
on the line. You're on
Thank
the
you.
Line?
Yes,
hi.
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
That's all right, Oscar. You're allowed to sleep in. So if we call it when we bring the call to an end, Oscar, if you stay on the line and I'll stay on the line and whoever else wants to listen to me talking to Oscar is welcome to stay on the line.
I'll stay on the line as well.
Thank you, Bart. And that's it. Okay.